Hello, this is John with Jesus' message for Saturday, April 22nd, 2023. Today he is again reminding us very powerfully that our true nature is love. Acknowledge and honour these feelings of joy arising within you. Humanity is moving forward beautifully and very rapidly towards the collective awakening and, as I have told you many times, this transcendent occurrence is divinely assured and consequently the progress that you have made is utterly irreversible. There are just a few loose ends to tie up and then you will awaken and your joy will be boundless. As you continue to wait with enthusiastic faith in God's plan for this most wondrous event to unfold, do make sure to spend quiet time daily just being. You are all extremely powerful beings, so when you just sit holding the intent to be only loving, the effect of your individual and collective intentions is way beyond your ability to envisage. Know that your earthly presence at this time in the awakening process is essential, and that your success in achieving fulfillment of the divine tasks you each set yourselves before this incarnation is total. It is the individual presence of each one of you in form, truly all of humanity, that is the driving energy behind your awakening process. To awaken as humanity's collective and individual free will choice, as well as being your sovereign right. That choice was made almost as soon as you started engaging with the separation experience, because you immediately felt the intensely terrifying sense of abandonment that real separation, could it occur, would induce. However, your initial engagement was made with great excitement and enthusiasm, so that you moved instantly and very deeply into the illusory game or dream that you had constructed, and then you were unable to find the way out. You were lost and extremely frightened. That was your initiation into the sensation or feeling of fear, and consequent belief in fear as a state of being. Suddenly you each had egos, and, as you are well aware, in the present day egos tend to run rampant when allowed to do so. This happens very frequently because the great majority of those in human form totally identify with their bodies and their egos. This idea of having an individual and totally personal independent identity was a major aspect and intent when you constructed the illusory state in which you appear to be having a once-only experience of life. This was to be followed by your individual terminal extinction, the culmination of the game of separation that you invented and chose to engage with your full attention to make it as real as possible. You succeeded beyond your wildest dreams. Now it's game over. There is no possibility of re-engaging with it because it has served its purpose and is being discarded. You have chosen to return to wakefulness, to reality, and deep within yourselves there is a great joy arising as you begin to feel it happening. Acknowledge and honour these feelings of joy arising within you, because you do know intuitively that they are completely valid, that you are all infinitely worthy of God's eternal love for you. Your intuition always leads you to increasing awareness of the love that each one of you is, even though your egos resist and attempt to have you believe that you are each an unworthy and insignificant being among billions. Divine guidance is available to you each in every moment. All you need do is hold the intent to be conscious of it and then allow yourselves to engage fully with it. This will at least start quieting your ego's vociferous opposition to the reality of who you are. Having never ever been separated from your source, the eternal energy field of infinite love and wisdom, you need only set and maintain the intent to once more be consciously aware of being one with it in order to return home. Many of you are experiencing the sensation or feeling of not belonging here as humans on Earth, and you do not. Life as a human on Earth is an extremely limiting and temporary state which lasts only until you allow yourselves to become aware that you are not your bodies and that these limits are unreal. Those who have had near-death experiences or out-of-body experiences are aware of this and have for many decades now been sharing this information widely. However, it is only very recently that this information is being accepted as a valid indication that not only are you indeed far more than your bodies, but you truly are eternal beings, beings who will never die. Awareness that your lives as humans are but temporary experiences and that life is eternal has become far more widespread over the last 7 or 8 decades, intensifying the collective intent to awaken into the fullness of life as one with Mother, Father, God. This awareness is as a direct result of people choosing to respond to the voice for God within themselves, the Holy Spirit, which has always been gently calling their attention to it throughout their human lives. It is a very quiet voice which is easily drowned out by the raucous and vociferous voices of your egos. What has happened is that more and more of you have become totally dissatisfied with the almost complete negativity of your ego's thought systems as you realize that it is they who are constantly leading you into conflicts, either one-on-one or with many others, such as in wars between nations, as they enthusiastically encourage you to blame others or the world at large for any pain or suffering that you yourselves may be undergoing. Awareness that either attacking others or defending yourselves inevitably leads to further conflicts has finally become obvious and indubitable to the vast majority of humanity. In the 20th century, the 1914-18 war to end all wars was soon followed by World War II, making it clear to anyone who chose to see that in order to establish peace on Earth, people needed to cease blaming and fighting each other over their differences. Nevertheless, war has continued to be a major economic benefit to those who have the power and authority to start them, while encouraging and directing others to do the fighting. Now all have chosen to see. The peace movements that were established in the latter half of the last century have made it almost impossible for anyone to continue to believe that it makes sense to engage in war with those who have different views or opinions. Awareness has grown that all have the right to follow their own belief systems as long as they do not attempt to force others to agree with them. You are all one with Mother, Father, God, and at the same time, you are each differentiated and individuated beings, free to engage in your own creative and inspiring endeavors. As an analogy, you can think of the individuals playing their individual musical instruments in a vast orchestra and together creating a most musical harmony of sounds to delight their ears and emotions, and also those of the audience who are listening to them, enraptured. Harmonious cooperation with one another is your natural state of being, as love fills your hearts and guides your every thought, word, or action. While many of you would agree that this must be so, it is extremely difficult for you to follow that divine guidance in every moment when your egos are longing for conflicts in which to engage so that they can prove themselves to be right. This is why, as you almost definitely and clearly understand, it is so essential for you to spend time daily at peace in your holy inner sanctuaries. When there, relaxed and undisturbed, even if only for a brief moment, make a point of inviting love to fill your own hearts and the hearts of every human. Doing just this is your purpose for being in human form at this precise moment. totally trust your intuition, which is constantly reminding you of this, and let it guide you throughout the day. When you do, as many of you have already discovered, your day will flow far more smoothly and lovingly, and you will find yourselves having moments of joy simply because you are alive. Your loving brother, Jesus.